Welcome to In Case You Missed It with Jason and Tony.
Welcome to it.
So what we're doing with In Case You Missed It, in case you missed part of the show, we're going to have the best parts for you. And the first thing we did this morning was talk about talking to yourself. Don't you hate it when someone says something to you, maybe it's mean, and you can't think of what to say back to them, but maybe like an hour later it comes to you because you've been talking to yourself the whole time. Well, I tell you what I tell him, blah, blah, blah.
And then you mumble it. Like, right, yeah. Yeah, well, that's what I said.
Well, come to find out, talking to yourself is okay because doctors say it's okay.
It's kind of crazy, though, isn't it?
Well, I think there's a fine line between talking to yourself and being crazy. If you start arguing with yourself, then you might be crazy.
Well, which is the one where you got imaginary friend, or the friends that is schizophrenia?
I think so.
I think that, you know, if you're talking to more than one person,
right,
and you got more than one you,
right,
in
if
there,
you're talking to people who aren't there, then I would say doctors would say that is a problem. But just talking to yourself is what they're talking about here, Tony.
Just
talking to yourself, like you talking to you in your own head,
like singlephrenia. Instead of schizo, I mean more.
Well,
than
I don't think it's called anything, Tony. I think it's just people talking to themselves.
Well, I do.
Why are you trying to make this harder than it is?
Okay. All right, I'm just giving reasons there why people might talk to themselves.
She says that we talk to ourselves for many reasons, Tony. It occurs when we're experiencing a deepened emotion, such as anger, nervousness, extreme focus, or excitement, for example. You may feel some stress about turning left. Or you may be anxious about being late if you don't locate your keys. If we speak out loud, it forces us to slow down our thoughts and process them differently because we engage the language center of our brain.
Okay.
When we talk out loud. Now, that does not apply to you.
Smarty pants.
By talking to ourselves, we become more deliberate, and it creates a slower process to think, feel, and act.
And two, when you talk to yourself, you're always right. I am. Like,
yeah, that's right.
I don't argue with me.
That's what I should have said. Yeah, that's
listen
right.
Listen to me go.
Yeah.
That's right, me. Way to go, me.
The worst part is when you're talking to yourself, but you keep getting into arguments, though. You know, when you argue with yourself. I should have done that. No, you shouldn't. That would have been stupid. No, it wouldn't have been. It would have been great.
I was more like lying to yourself when you get in front of the mirror at the gym. And man, I'm so ripped. Look at me.
Look at that six-pack.
Look at that.
Somewhere and under all that fat.
Way to go, you. Thanks, me.
Then a nice lady calls in with a great story about her husband talking to himself.
Wow, what a guy.
Ever since Tony's heard it's okay to talk to himself, that's all he's been doing.
I'm learning new things about me. And the more I'm learning, I'm liking me more than I liked me before.
You're in your own world, but everybody loves you there, right?
It's a party, and I'm the only one invited, but we're having a ball.
Nice lady on the phone. She's got a story about talking to yourself. What is it?
Well, my husband does it all the time, and there's like a volume thing there. When he's like in a room where it's really quiet, he just kind of mumbles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if he's outside working with equipment or on the lawnmower, he actually yells while he talks to it.
What does he say? Anything in particular or just about the day?
Sometimes he plays out conversations. He's in, cussing battles with people.
Well, at least there he wins, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing, though, when the neighbors are looking out their door wanting to know who's talking.
And in case you missed it this morning, we brought you a brand new social media theme.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater. Showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Today's social media theater that me and Tony will act out like professionals.
Yeah, acting, that's it. Acting.
It's from the timeline of Kaylee. I'll play Kaylee and Kaylee's friend Desiree. You play Eddie, Tony.
Alrighty.
Alright, here we go.
Kaylee, looking for a sitter / nanny Monday through Friday and sometimes the weekends for two kids, 7 years old and a 2.5 year old. Please message me.
Eddie, is this for your kids?
Kaylee, Yes, it is. Mine and Donnie's.
Eddie. Oh, God. Don't do it, people. The two kids are the worst. Their last babysitter won't even have nothing to do with them.
Kaylee, why would you say that?
Desiree. Yeah, Eddie. Why are you being so mean about her kids?
Eddie. Hey, wait. Wasn't your 7-year-old the one that spread his own poop on toast and then gave it to a 2-year-old as Nutella?
Desiree. Oh, my God. Is that true?
Eddie. Hello? Kaylee?
Kaylee, I told you that in confidence when we was drinking, Eddie.
Desiree. Kaylee, please tell me this isn't true.
Kaylee, the baby only ate 2 bites before we called it.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Did y'all know that Tony can be scary in just 5 words?
Seriously, just 5.
I mean, he could be awkward in 2. Scary. Scary in 5 words.
A very spooky presentation from Jason and Tony. Scary stories in 5 words.
Grandpa has his Speedo on.
Ooh, scary. Scary stories in 5 words from Jason and Tony.
It's almost flu shot season, so Tony and I went back with some excuses to not get your flu shot.
Nobody wants one.
Everybody's going to get the flu. When the flu's coming around, you get your flu shot.
I don't like shots.
I don't either.
Ain't no fun.
I used to get a flu shot like every year. And the past, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years, I haven't got the flu shot. And guess what?
What?
I hadn't got the flu.
Well.
So.
I never get a flu shot.
Uh-huh.
Because it don't make sense to me.
Because they're actually giving you the flu?
Yeah.
But it's a dead flu.
They're injecting you.
Just a little bit, yeah.
With what they don't want you to get.
Right.
My mind don't grasp that.
Well, because then your body learns to fight it off without actually getting the full-blown flu is how it works. It's like practice.
Still.
It's like flu practice.
You've put something in me that wasn't in there before to help me not get something. Like medicine, how you can swallow a pill for a headache that goes to your stomach, but it helps it way up here.
No, it goes straight to your head, Tony.
No, it don't. Yeah, you swallow it.
No, when you mix it with spit, it gets really light and goes straight to your brain.
Uh-uh. Dang it, Jason. How does things, you know?
I don't know, Tony.
Pepto-Bismol. Man, that pink junk and how it can cure your guts. Yeah. And it tastes so awful. Medicine's baffling.
Man, I tell you, ain't it?
It is.
Like the back pain. How does it go straight to your back? The dones? How does it know?
How?
Here are the 5 most bogus excuses for not getting your flu shot. I'm afraid of needles. That's 1. I don't have time. 2. Winter is still 2 months away. I got plenty. That's the procrastinator excuse. Oh, I got plenty of time. I had it before and it gave me the flu is 4. Here's the deal. It can't give you the flu.
Yeah, it can. It's got the flu
in
it.
No, it can't.
All right. Still don't make sense to me.
And 5 bogus excuse for not getting your flu shot is it might not work.
And the mist. Another thing.
Oh, yeah, that flu mist. Yeah, that's right, for the little kids.
And guess what's in that? Flu. And then they shoot it in your nose.
When it comes to the history of the Upper Cumberland, you know there's only one show that even cares, and that's us, Jason and Tony. Today, we explored the history of Halloween in the Upper Cumberland.
The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look into the history of the first Halloween, which, ironically, was created here in the Upper Cumberland. Long ago, everyone wanted to have a huge night of fun and candy for everyone, but it was going to be expensive. One resident brought up the idea of selling all the farmers' pumpkins to Alabama and calling them giant hybrid oranges. The community all agreed, It would be a funny trick and worth the treat. Wagon loads of giant Tennessee hybrid oranges headed south to Alabama. And not long after, they were heading back with loads of cash. Alabama citizens fell for it. Later, when they realized the state already had pumpkins, they became very angry and swore to one day have an overrated college football team that could beat Tennessee. Well, what an uneducated, bitter state. But look at the bright side. They financed the first Halloween. Isn't it great to know that no matter how bad things get, we're always smarter than they are? That's the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
And of course, we didn't forget today's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Extension cord. An extension cord was the cord that people used before the extension cord. Extension cord.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
And last up on In Case You Missed It, we'd hate to go without you hearing today's Real Good.
So every single day, whether you like it or not,
we do it.
We go through a bunch of news stories and we find one that's positive and uplifting because, by golly, we need that in our lives.
That's right.
We call it the Real Good. A lot of times when the real good, it starts with the real bad. And it starts with the real bad this time.
Okay.
It's a 15-year-old kid, lives near Chicago. His name is Josh Bangert. Recently noticed the vision in his left eye was a little blurry and thought he just needed glasses. But last month, he was diagnosed with something called Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy.
Mm-mm.
It means he's going blind.
Oh, poor dude.
There's nothing anybody can do about it. There's no surgery. There's no medication. Absolutely nothing anybody can do for it. And he could lose his vision by the end of the year. That's how quick it goes.
Josh, he'll be blind.
Well, he's devastated, and he's been coming to terms with it and says his faith has been a big help. Amen, brother.
That's great.
And now he's on a mission to see as much as possible while he can. He made a bucket list of all the stuff he'd like to see before his vision goes, like Niagara Falls. He wants to go see a live NBA game.
Wow.
Well, now hundreds of random people online are making it happen by stepping up and donating over $37,000 to help him see whatever he wants to see while he still can.
Wow.
He doesn't know how much time he's got, so he's already started. He had front row seats to a Bulls game last week and got to water ski for the first time. Last Friday, he flew to California to go see the mountains and the ocean.
Wow.
Now, any leftover money is going toward medical expenses and research. And if you'd like to donate, just search for Help Josh See His Bucket List on GoFundMe.com.
Boy, that makes sunsets and sunrises look a lot prettier.
It's
right
amazing
there,
what don't... you don't appreciate.
Yes, it is. Wow, needed that right there.
Absolutely. To all those people who were helping Josh out, and for Josh for having such a great attitude.
His faith.
And great faith. Josh, you are real good. Thanks for listening to Jason and Tony's In Case You Missed It.